Reasoned and free inquiry are the only effectual agents against error. It is error alone which needs the support of government. Truth can stand by itself. Subject opinion to coercion. Whom will you make as your inquisitors? Fallible men, men governed by bad passions, by private as well as public reasons. And why subject it to coercion? But is uniformity of opinion desirable? No more than of face and stature. Introduce the bed of Procrustes, then, and, as there is a danger that the large men may beat the small, make us all of a size, by lopping the former and stretching the latter. Difference of opinion is advantageous in religion. The several sects perform the office of censor morum over such other. Is uniformity attainable? Millions of innocent men, women, and children, since the introduction of Christianity, have been burnt, tortured, fined, imprisoned. And yet we have not advanced one inch toward uniformity. What has been the effect of coercion? To make one half the world fools and the other half hypocrites. To support roguery and error all over the earth. Let us reflect that it is inhabited by 1,000,000,000 of people, that these profess probably 1,000 different systems of religion, that ours is but one of that 1,000, that if there be but one right, and ours that one, we should wish to see the 999 wandering sects gathered into the fold of truth. But against such a majority we cannot effect this by force. Reason and persuasion are the only practicable instruments. To make way for these, free inquiry must be indulged. And how can we wish others to indulge it, while we refuse it ourselves?